Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver. Plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. Second to the third. There's no parachutes yet.
I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're talking! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes! One just went through the windshield of a parked car! Johnny, this is terrible. The car is running around pushing each other. Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! Oh, people are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement.
And so is Doc's turkey drop in Candom, population 13,002.
And two.
Did you say Candom?
Yes.
Camden.
Camden.
Yeah, like Camden, Tennessee, Camden, New Jersey. This is Camden, Arkansas.
Camden ladies sing them songs, doo-dah, doo-dah.
Camptown.
Just checking to see if you noticed. Camptown.
Oh, doo-dah-dee.
Mr. 13,000.
So,
anyway.
Wow. Yeah, after Gemini moved there, yeah.
Two. So we got some stuff on AT&T.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. It was interesting. There's an article over on CNET and by Patrick Hollander. They're talking about the speed that they get over on it was the Warner Brothers back lot over on the new 5G stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, I was always concerned about this, how fast are we going to get? It's supposed to be like up to 10 gigabits per second and things like that on 5G. And they were getting some decent speeds over there. So it's just good to know that this is actually coming to fruition. The using AT&T 5G network in Los Angeles, they were able to get speeds. Where were they? They had some really good speeds. Where are they? Here it is. It's 1.782 gigabits per second was the fastest speed that he got over there, and that ain't bad. I mean, remember this, you know, gigabit Ethernet is inside your house. That's about the fastest you get right now. I'm not sure that they make anything up to, you know, that's faster than that. So if these things are doing 1.782 gigabits per second on your 5G download, that's amazing.
Your phone's now a dinosaur.
Yeah. Well, your house, your home, your network routers, all that stuff is passe compared to what you're getting here. And to be able to download something, they've got something in here that says, let's see, more than 5 hours of video took less than a minute to download with the Netflix app, downloading something like this at those kind of speeds. If you can download your entire, you know, in 2 minutes, 2 hours worth of shows in 2 minutes. Wow, wouldn't that be amazing? So we are getting that kind of speeds coming up, and I'm really looking forward to it. Now, what I'm doing, though, is I'm still debating whether or not I'm waiting for a 5G phone, because the phone I've got a Galaxy S7, and it's an older phone. It's kind of slower. What do you got?
Well, I didn't know that I have 5G. I just found out today. But this is an S9 Plus. I've never seen 5G on this before.
No. Yeah, well, it's saying it's 5G.
It says 5GE on it. I don't know if that's true or not. I didn't realize it was out yet.
Did you do a speed test?
No.
So we do a speed test. Find out what you're getting.
I have an S7 too.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's a good phone. It's a good phone, but The one I've got, I mean, I'm running into memory limits, and I want to jump up to the next level. So that's why I'm going to look at it. You know, there, I found online, you can get a Galaxy S9 Plus for around $380, a refurb. And that's something
about
that
what I paid for. I got this brand new as $300, though.
Did you? Really?
Yeah, it was a screw-up on AT&T's side, so I took advantage of it. But ta-da! The only reason why I got it was because I ran an S5 for the longest time, and It's a great phone. I mean, it did everything I wanted it to do. It was beautiful. And
Is that that got the thing where the two clink and you can share power with the other
person? No, that's the S10.
Okay.
But the only reason why I got into this one, I was just going to go get another S5, but I couldn't find one. But my charger port stopped charging. Uh-huh. That was the only thing that went wrong with the S5.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got into this.
And you can't do the NFC charging because you're a 5.
Yes.
But now you're a 9.
But, yeah, and I'm realizing there's a lot of things that you can do with this S9 that I was never. This thing, it says I'm getting 34.5 megabytes per download.
Yeah, see, that's not 5G speed.
That's what I was saying.
Because that's megabytes per second.
And 14.9 up.
Maybe it's 5G, just has a crap.
No. They're, you're really not seeing that yet because the chips that are out there, you're not seeing the 5G phones out there yet, really. I'm not sure why you're.
Well,
you know, I mean, I know
I
your
was
phone kind says of
surprised
5G.
When
you
thought
I'm not
he
sure
had
what
it
that
too,
means
because
on
generally the 10 has been coming out with 5G. Uh-huh. It was a 10 plus or something, plus 10 plus 5G. And I know it's on Verizon, but I don't know if it's come to 18.
Well, I thought they were testing it or something, but it's not at full capacity or something.
Right.
That's what I was
Well, they're
reading.
It's definitely here in Dallas, and they're probably testing it, but they haven't officially. I don't think they've officially rolled it out for sale and stuff like that.
Right.
But Verizon definitely
they have
is
it. They're coming out soon enough. I know that AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, they've all come out with their 5G networks. T-Mobile has yet to do it. And I think part of this bandwidth thing that that we were talking about, the switch.
Yeah, with PBS and all that.
It has something to do with it. I know that they're supposed to come out with it, I think, by the end of the year, somewhere around then. So they said second half of the year. So
yeah, they're trying to get the 300 PBS stations to gingerly leave because they don't want to upset the delicate ecosystem that is PBS.
But once they get these, once they get the new phones out, the ones that are with the newer chip in there, the Snapdragon, the latest chips, and I think was it you that was telling me last week about this lawsuit that's getting in the way of this?
Yeah.
So
Huawei and the lawsuit with Qualcomm and Apple and Qualcomm kissed and made up. And then the judge went back and looked down and go, "Now wait a minute here, now boy," and now we're back to a lawsuit.
Yeah,
again.
I hope they get through this stuff because we need 5G speed.
Let me ask you a question. I keep hearing this on Facebook. Everybody's talking about you shouldn't have 5G because it will kill you. Have you seen these things? These people claim that all of these towers radiate microwaves and they set stuff on fire, and they had this picture, and I went even looked at Snopes, and there's a guy having to wear a hazard suit, hazmat suit in order to put the antennas up, and I'm like, dude, it's the same frequencies that you used on television.
Is our television killing us?
Exactly. And I have a friend in San Antonio, and I said, look, you have all these UHF stations and HDTV, million power wattage worth of stuff, antennas, and over here is WAOI, a 50,000-watt blowtorch on 1200 AM. Mm-hmm. If this was real, you would have been killed by WAOI at least 50 years ago before UHF come up and went, oh, is that channel 12? It's not how it works.
I was going to say, as an RF engineer, I mean, RF is RF. It's radio frequency.
Yeah.
But it
yeah.
all depends on your wattage. I mean, if you
and cell towers are low.
Yeah, but they're now on the TV frequency,
right.
Which TVs broadcast it up to, they're about the same, 50,000, 100,000, depending
on. There was some, on the VHF bands where, you'd hear the little thing on the sign-off is effective radiated power of 1 million watts.
Yeah.
And it was pretty high up there to radiate across, all
But, I mean, even AM back in the day was up as high as 500,000 watts to get across the country.
Yeah, wow. They dialed that back a little.
Well, I mean, they probably would have fried everybody in the vicinity of the neighborhood.
Yeah, because WLW used to be at 500,000, I think it was, and they dialed it back to 50,000. And then XVRF in Mexico, it's 250.
Yeah, but, I mean, if that were true, then, I mean, RF is RF is RF. I mean, you'd be seeing a lot of things going up in
flames.
And
you got a lot of people living at the not too far from the WLW tower, And across the street was the Bethany Relay for Voice of America. And the only reason that thing caught on fire was because all of the poles were wood that held the antennas up, and you get a lightning strike, they had their own fire department on site.
Well, and the other thing is, too, is, you know, when you have high RF wattage like that, the worst thing that might happen, your toaster or your washing machine might talk back to you.
Yeah.
You might pick it up in your telephone.
Yeah.
I need clothes.
You'll get, Hal J and from your lines, because it's running down the lines with WBAP. Of course, you're at Garland, the same thing with KRLD.
Well, there was a lady who almost got put into a home because of 1190 here in Dallas.
Because yep.
What? The 1190, the way it's set up, it's a 12-tower array.
Uh-huh.
And the way the wiring's done and everything with the coax, because they all have to equal each other. So it basically turned the ground into like a battery. But the thing was, though, is the way it radiates, the washing machine, when she closed the lid, it would vibrate the lid just right to where it would pick up the
modem. And they were cheap because, you know, you had the speakers. They mm-hmm. use a plastic diaphragm.
Yeah.
And it would be off, and I'm sitting there hearing KRLD, somebody talking, telling me news and stuff. And I popped the lid on it, and I'm like, what is going on? And then I kind of figured out something. I put my finger on that diaphragm.
You felt the vibration?
Yeah, and it stopped.
Uh-huh.
And then I took my finger off, KRLD. KRLD.
Well, at least you weren't picking up the cafeteria menu over at the FBI.
Are you guys just repeating the episode of Gilligan's Island?
No,
really.
Are you trying?
Oh, by the way, that whole tooth thing—that's very real.
Really,
I know an old man back in Niles, Ohio, back in the 1970s.
There was lots of stories of that happening
because WINO was in Mineral Ridge. That's where the tower was, and its city was Niles, which is a couple miles down the road. And there was an old man that lived on a farm, and he could pick up through vibration of his fillings or something, because he wasn't that far from the tower, and he could hear WINO in his head.
Yeah.
And back then, they used to play music.
It would match frequency.
Yeah.
Oh, you better like the music they played.
Well, he did. It was a big band, so he was a happy camper. Lucky for him.
He had his own little radio going
but,
with him.
You know,
it's
now,
the music
and
of his life.
Yeah, and it's still there. 1540 is still there. It's a sports station now called Animal or something like that.
Yeah.
But back, you know,
that was because of the type of fillings they used back then. You won't have that happen now.
And it would pick up a particular frequency, and he'd be sitting there, you know, and they thought he was nuts because he'd be kind of humming. He's hearing Chattanooga choo-choo in his head.
Sure. And, you know, I mean, they had
he was
silver
happy
fillings.
As could be.
I've got silver fillings in my mouth, so I hope it's not silver that we're talking about here.
How much the price of silver on the market right now? Bob,
thanks.
Hey, step into this room.
Yeah, come over here, Bob.
Boy, yeah.
We want to talk about your job performance.
Okay.
Never mind the pliers in Doc's hands.
Now I see what's going on here.
If you had gold fillings, and I have a pair of pliers.
Hey, guess what? We're getting you health care.
Yeah, free health care. Say ah.
So.
But, go ahead.
No. Y'all were talking.
Oh, I was segueing back because I see this wonderful phone on there, but,
it's not that wonderful. It's a palm.
Is that, because that's a little bitty phone, that you put that in your ear, too.
Yeah, we talked about this. It's really weird. It's like it acts as a watch, but it's a tiny palm phone. It's smaller than a palm, smaller than a phone.
Uh-huh.
But they want you to be able to hook it up to your Android phone and use it. And I still haven't understood the concept of this thing. In fact, even Charlie and I were talking about it the other night, and the more and more I thought about it, and Charlie interjected on his stuff, and I'm like, man, you know, why the heck would I buy this phone? It's a $399 phone. It's about the price of an Apple Watch in most cases.
Well, the only thing that bothers me is there's no quarter or anything next to it, so you can judge the size.
Yeah.
And frankly,
I think they had a picture at one time of it.
I think there is a need for that as an emergency phone or anything like that. I would like to have something like that if I needed it. And that would be just something that I want to take in case of emergency
or just something. In case the main one crapped out or...
Yeah.
Throw it in a glove box.
So
with some prepaid
I
on
like
it.
The idea of it. Frankly, simple. Very tiny. Looked like I think it was about the size of a matchbook, but not.
Yeah, a little bit bigger. Yeah. It's about probably the size of a Palm Pilot, but smaller. That's what it looks like.
Think so?
Yeah. But it's. I don't understand. I'm happy that Palm's back in the news, but it just doesn't look like something I would
Palm?
Run out and buy. Yeah, it's a Palm phone.
Palm.
Yeah. Well, I think it works off Android.
Is it Palm brand or is it Palm just
Palm
the
brand?
The size
like
of the phone.
Like the old Palm Pilot.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they were ahead of their time back then, especially when you had that wireless ability where you lift the antenna and you could, like, sync and everything.
Yep.
That was way ahead of its time, but, I mean, Palm?
Yeah.
I think they kind of went away with the times.
Oh, yeah, it went away a long time ago. In fact, I still got my Palm 5X.
I still got a Palm 7?
I got it new in a box and everything.
I've got the Palm, what are 5 or 7, where you flipped up the antenna.
Yeah. And you yeah, I had a little line. Sled that you plugged it into. Oh, wow, that is small.
Yeah, now so, I've got
about 3 fingers.
Yeah, I've got a
like
reference.
That.
Yeah, it's not bad at all size-wise. It's,
It gives a whole new meaning to calling it a palm.
Yeah, well, it fits in your palm now.
It's a bit bigger than a book of matches, probably a book and a half of matches. You know, lengthwise, a book and a half of matches,
yeah.
And then it's about that wide as a book of matches, so... We'll see. I mean, it's not bad. And I'd like to be able to have something like that that you could take more, I don't know, stealthily is not the right word.
Let's call him and see if they'll let us do a review.
I have an idea. We can let Mikey do it.
Yeah. He likes it. Or, you know.
I do like it.
Your palm was Logan approved.
He won't like it. He doesn't like anything.
He doesn't like any kind of
the thing you're talking about, there was a sled that you plugged it into.
Yeah.
And then it had... connected to the cell towers.
Yeah, but it had. But when you had it out in the field, you had a little antenna that you almost looks like a Roku remote or something.
Yeah, yeah. That size.
Oh, you're right.
You know what? Next break, I want to tell you guys some Android.
Well, actually, I'm going to change gears on you here. We're going to talk about MS-DOS and Windows 3.11 are new again. We'll be right back.
Whoa.
Nick Williams, Cyberline with you. I ain't going to give you the numbers, man. It's the last one. No point.
You know, more people interact on my morning show through Facebook Live than they do call in. I mean, we got the old-fashioned telephone to call in on, but everybody wants to interact on Facebook Live and put their posts and comments up there.
Yeah, I see all of that, too. We have Facebook Live here, but I just really haven't.
Oh, you should get with the times, man. Yeah, get hip, dude.
I'll probably get a memo from JD. Prod, you know.
Yeah, man.
Get up on there.
Be like that guy from the Fillmore, man.
I'm not sailing off for the drug-induced. That's off the Fillmore. So anyway, Tanner Electronics, there's a lot of these different surplus places. You know, before the time of Amazon, we would go to Radio Shack and various places, and Jim Tanner and the family had been around for about 40 years. Moved from place to place because it got bigger and bigger, and as time went by, they have taken on the ham radio people, giving them parts and stuff, and then hams switched into computers, and they've changed with the times. Well, there's Jim and a lot of other people who buy stuff at auction, buy pallets of things, closeouts and whatever, and resell them, and we're all happy because we get stuff we can get, and they're happy because they make money. Well, I walked in Thursday, and I hadn't been over at Tanner's in a while, and I needed to get some stuff from my computer I'm putting upstairs in Dad's office. So I see this huge pallet of stuff as I'm walking in, and the counter and the cashier to the right, and I look over to the left, and there's these boxes of MS-DOS upgrade. OEM MS-DOS 6.2. OEM Windows for Workgroups. Oh, and not to be outdone... OS 2 2.0.
Oh, my.
And
I hadn't even heard of that in forever.
DOS 5.0 from IBM. And this, the IBM PC Junior.
Oh, now that's cool.
So I get to talking to Jim's wife. I said, where did all of this come from? Well, it turns out there's a guy that, like them, has a warehouse, and he would do the same thing, go out and buy stuff, auctions, whatever. Uh-huh. And, well, it turned out he was a bit of a pack rat. And he would buy this stuff, and then he would end up just putting it in a box and leaving it in there, and he got more and more and more stuff. Now, mind you, this is over a span of 20 years. Well, something happened to him. He's in a nursing home, and his daughter got power of attorney. So as time went by, they're talking about the warehouse. And she gets with the attorney and says, well, you need to get in there and clean it out and sell stuff. You could do that and make some money or whatever. And I'm thinking, well, it's been 20 years. How's all this been in there? Well, The guy owns the warehouse.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. So as time goes by, she now gets in here and finds all this stuff. So then she puts a word out to people and says, hey, we're having a sale every weekend till it's gone. So about a month ago, Jim and a whole bunch of them get down there, finding all this stuff from 20 years back. And there's a boatload, brand new in a box. Okay, let's back that up a minute. The boxes have been eaten by the termites.
Uh-huh.
But the styrofoam, everything that is an IBM PC Junior, is ready to go. Brand new. Never turned on.
What would you do with it?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, because I thought, you know, I remember the PC Junior, but I don't remember what was in it. It was an XT. It was an extension of the original IBM PC. Remember the ones they had with the big 5 1/4 drives, full height and all of that? And this was to be going into the consumer market, and then the Tandy 1000 took it, slapped their name on it, but had a better sale run with it. And it was the worst PC ever. So it was the Edsel of IBM, basically, if you will.
So it was the ET to Atari.
Yeah. So exactly. And there's a documentary on Tubi about that. But anyway, Jim bought all of these, and I'm talking to the wife. He put some accessories. There was other things in. They had a disk drive kit that you could put into it, motherboards that added more memory. This guy had peripherals and everything.
Uh-huh.
So he mixed and matches stuff, puts a little thing together, sells it for $60.
How many of these were there?
I don't know, man, but he had a boatload of them. And there's other people that got them too, but you know, Jim brought back a pretty good chunk, probably at least a pallet or two.
Right.
And she told me when I got there on Friday, he said, and yesterday, you missed it, he just sold the last one.
Oh, boy.
So these have been sitting out there for a month. Of course, I miss this is why I need to go to Tanner's more often. I missed the memo. So now, if you want to get, if you need Windows, you can get 3.11 from Jim for $6.95, MS-DOS 6 upgrade for $2.95, and between $6.95 and $2.95 for OS 2 and the DOS 5.0. These are brand new, in-box, original shrink wrap.
Someone might have to have a reason for getting these things. Now, I'm surprised they didn't sell them at the same time, MS-DOS and the IBM, Junior.
But here's the other thing. We're going to talk about this next week. Do you know there are retro computer clubs?
Really?
I met a guy there. I found one. So we'll tell you about that next week. Until then, in the words of the great immortal Orson Welles, remain as always your obediently yours. Good night.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.